This is Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley.
And I'm Chris Shoup. People who are living with HIV face many challenges, including the need for mental health care in many cases. But if a person diagnosed with HIV lives a long distance away from treatment, the problems are even more arduous. WUGA's Lauren Baggett brings us this story about a UGA College of Public Health initiative to connect people living with HIV with counselors, regardless of distance.
Athens resident Asenika Lyon is many things. He's a community leader and activist. He's a writer and podcast producer. Sin, as he's known to his friends, is also HIV positive. He remembers the moment he received his diagnosis.
I remember sitting at the table and them giving me the diagnosis, and it was just this immediate kind of loss of cabin pressure, and I was like, okay, give me just a minute. And it took me a minute to get my head together.
Sin is one of nearly 50,000 Georgians living with HIV today, and as an African American, Sin also reflects a growing trend of new cases showing up in minority and low-income communities.
It doesn't look like what a lot of people think it looks like. So when you think of HIV, a lot of times you think of, you know, the epidemic in the 80s, how it was mostly happening to men who have sex with men. And while that is certainly still a high-risk group, it's not quite just like that anymore.
That's Carolyn Lochner. She's an assistant professor at UGA's College of Public Health, where she studies the ways tech can help people with HIV access the healthcare they need. And part of her job is understanding who HIV affects today.
Really, the life expectancy now if you have HIV and if you take your medication is the same as if you don't have HIV.
Medication adherence is a big deal for HIV prevention because not only do they help people living with HIV live longer lives, but their medications also suppress their viral loads, which prevents the infection from spreading. But sticking to a medication regime gets a lot harder for anybody when they're struggling with their mental health. As a client advocate with Live Forward Athens, Sin is well aware of the barriers people living with HIV in and around Athens face when it comes to accessing mental health services, whether that's cost, geography, or stigma.
You know, one of the things I think HIV patients deal with very early when dealing with doctors is they're like, I think I'm being judged, because people have so many preconceived notions about, you know, how you became HIV positive. And you don't have to deal with that.
Technology has become increasingly important in healthcare. And for HIV patients, telemedicine can offer a stigma-free connection to care. But mental health is still overlooked in most HIV care settings. To fill the gap, a year ago, Carolyn teamed up with UGA College of Education researcher Bernadette Heckman to help people with HIV living in rural communities access mental health services using a secure video conferencing platform. They call the initiative Project Might.
They sit down and have a therapy session like they would have if they were sitting in a therapist's office at the University of Georgia, if they were there in person. And so there are really powerful ways that you can impact this population in terms of helping them to just better manage their illness. And so I think that that's a big goal of Project Might, is meeting the mental health needs and behavioral health needs of this population so that they can really reap the benefits of the medication and advances that we've had in HIV care.
Sin is the first to tell you he's lucky. He's surrounded by supportive friends and family, and he works with a therapist to help him deal with the added stressors of living with HIV.
I lost a friend a few years before, and so I had been in therapy from that for grief. And then we kind of rolled into my status and other stuff, so my therapist just kept me. The ability to recognize when something is stressing me that is unreasonable, like not based in any reality, comes in really handy. Like even my diet change caused me to lose weight. There are moments where my brain and my anxiety tells me that, oh, you're wasting away, which is one of the symptoms of advanced HIV. Well, I know I'm undetectable. I know that it takes forever to get to that stage, but my brain will insist on me that this positive life change is actually a negative.
Just as Sin is outspoken about his status, he's a vocal supporter of professional therapy.
Having to be someone objective and outside of the situation who can give you feedback based on you. That is overall what I think therapy is amazing for, is that it's about you. It's not about other people. Even when you look at problems, it's about how can I solve it.
Project Might is still in the pilot phase, but Carolyn and Bernadette are hopeful that their results will help them earn funding to expand services to more people. To learn more about the project and their work, visit publichealth.uga.edu or check out the WUGA Health Desk at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.
Lauren Baggett is Communications Director for the University of Georgia College of Public Health, a WUGA contributor, and the producer of the Georgia Health Report.